Okay, so we spent a couple of days on Abishol. Let's try to tie up whatever loose ends remain. The Rishitas HaRishayim we basically divided into two Shitas, which ultimately is the Machlokes Mechaber Ramah. And yesterday we started to discuss the Machlokes Acharonim. The Shaila was, we paskin like Abishol, we meaning the Ramah paskins like Abishol, that Chalitza Kedemes, that we do Chalitza. And the Shaila came up, what happens in a situation where it's impossible to do Chalitza because, as in his case, it was a regal akuma. The man, the brother that survived and had the mitzvah to do Yimav HaChalitza had a regal akuma, a leg in which he couldn't put his weight. And the halacha is, if he can't put his weight on that foot, then he can't do Chalitza. So the shaila is, if he can't do Chalitza, what do you do now? Should we say that you do Yimav? The language of Abishol, that is ki'ilu pegeh be'erva, it has to be understood. If you understand Abishol ki'ilu pegeh be'erva mamish, there's a mamish of pegeh be'erva, and that's what Rabbi Chanan's lashon is when he explains Abishol. He explained that it's not doicha the isser eshesach. If you understand that ki'ilu pegeh be'erva in a starker way, that it's an erva, so you can do it. Even if a raglei akuma, you can't be mad to someone to do a yibum. It's an iser. If you understand kilu pagei be'erva, not in that it's a lashon, but it's lav dafka dika lashon. Then, obviously, if it's not mamish an iser, in the case of igun, you would allow yibum. Lemaisa, the Pesachei Tshuva in Siman Kuf Samach Gimel, brings that this was a machloikis between the Shvus Yaakov and the Shev Yaakov, two achrayim in a time where they had this shayla in front of them. They had a woman who fell to yibum. He says a young woman who can easily remarry fell to this man who had a regal akuma, and the chalitza was impossible. And the shaila was whether to be matir yibum. The Shvus Yaakov himself held to be matir yibum, and he sent the shaila to the Shev Yaakov. The Shev Yaakov disagreed. He held that you cannot do yibum. And at the end of the day, the Shvus Yaakov writes that the other gedolim of his generation were masking to him. And they did it. They did a yibum, and he writes the lashon of the ksuba that they had. The whole seder hadvarim is there in the Shvus Yaakov. Bamepli, there are two separate machlokes in here between the Shvus Yaakov and the Shev Yaakov. I mentioned both of them briefly yesterday. I'm going to go through the two machlokes again and try to see. What they talk about. The first machlokes is, as we said, in understanding Abishol. How chomor is Abishol's iser to do yibum? The Shvus Yaakov time is that the language chalitza koidemes, the lashon chalitza koidemes means that it has precedence. It goes first. The language chalitza kodemes means there are still cases where you do yibum. Otherwise you wouldn't say chalitza kodemes. You would say chalitza dafka. You would say a language that's got to be chalitza. The language chalitza kodemes, he says, means there are obviously cases where you could do yibum. So you'll answer when he's totally mechav l'shem mitzvah, that's the case. What? Then Rishol agrees that if he's told Shem Mitzvah, that Chalitza is not Kedemus, right? Then Yibum is Kedemus, like the Pasha Zakron. So good. So it's Masha Chalitza Kedemus, that there's a case where you could do Yibum as a second choice. He also times that Eruv Kavanos, if someone is mechavin both for Noi and for Mitzvah, if someone is mechavin for both, that's mutter. That Abishol was afraid if someone is doing it just L'Shem Noi, just L'Shem Mam and L'Shem Dover Acher, but if there would be an Eruv Kavanos, if someone is mechavin L'Shem Mitzvah plus L'Shem Noi, the Shvisiakiv argues that should be okay. That should be mutter, even lechatchila, loyd abishol. And therefore, he says, in any case where you have a man that comes in front of you, and he says, I want to do chalitza. Why do chalitza? And you tell him that it's a bigger mitzvah to do yibum. Such a person should be allowed to do yibum. Why? Because what are you afraid? He's doing it l'shem noi. But you see, if you gave him a choice, he chose chalitza. When you gave him a choice, even though there's a noi or there's mamin, there's always mamin because you inherit. Otherwise, you split with all the brothers or whatever mamin there is. Like this, the person inherits the money. So there's mamin, and there's noi, and still he wanted to do chalitza. And you told him, look, it's a mitzvah to do yibum, do yibum. Obviously, he has kavanas mitzvah in his cheshbon, because without the mitzvah, he was ready to do chalitza. So the Shvus Yaakov argues that, therefore, in our cases, in these cases, yibum should be mutter. That's a little of a problem, because if he's right, yibum should always be mutter when someone comes and chooses chalitza. Abishol doesn't say any time someone chooses chalitza, yibum is mutter. But our Kalpanim, the Shvus Yaakov argues these tainis. If you kavana, kavana shem mitzvah. Yes, I think that what Rikyaki answered was that the language chalitza kedemes means there are cases where yibum is a second choice and it's mutter. When is mechavan l'shem mitzvah yibum is a first choice? There have to be cases where yibum is a second choice and it's still mutter. Chalitza kedemes. Now this is all svaris. This is not a raya. Svaris. The Shvus Yaakov brings one raya. The Gemara that says. Right. The Gemara's mashma that the Mishnah Rishayna was the Chachamim and the Mishnah Shniya was Abishol. That's what it seems. But we're going to see that Abishol is Maida. If you're Mechavim totally L'Shem Mitzvah, then it's Mutter. Okay, we're going to see that the Ramah says that. So hopefully we'll see it yet today. So.
It happened historically. Time?
Historically, among Ashkenazim, all did Chalitza. Among Sfaradim, there were different communities. In 1950, in Eretz Yisrael, there was a gathering of Rabbanim, and they agreed that everybody in Eretz Yisrael, Ashkenazim, Sfaradim, were all going to do only Chalitza. The problem is, there was one young Rav from Egypt that they didn't invite, Rav Avadia Yosef. So he has, in the Abiya Aimer, I think in Chelek Vav, he has a tshuva. He says, what's going on here? How can all the Rabbanim get together and agree that we shouldn't do what we're doing all the years? It seems that in that community, he's actually, even though he's a Rav in Cairo, he's from Syria. In his community, he said, our meaning is always to do yibum. So I don't know, I was never such a chasna. Rav
Chaim is buried next to one of
the Yevamas. Rav Chaim HaKadosh is buried next to Yevamas. Okay. Apparently it was done. The Rechaim HaKadosh was Mechan L'Shem Mitzvah. We say that about everybody. So I don't know. I get invited to weddings in the Syrian community. I've yet to be invited to a Yibum wedding. I don't know what they do. They have a band. They play music. But at any rate, what they've done is historically, I don't know, it seems at least in the Syrians they did Yibum. But Koponim, getting back to the Shvus Yaakov. The Shvus Yaakov has one raya that I noticed. His raya is from a cheirish. We said the Mishnah of the Kufi Beis says that a cheirish is miyabim. And we have a Yisayid, which Rishus Yaakov also says, that all the Mishnayis have to shtim with Abishol. If you're passing a Abishol, all the Mishnayis have to shtim with Abishol. And we have a Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yud Beis that a Cheirish is Mi'avim. Now, 1 minute. A Cheirish can't be Mechavim with Shem Mitzvah. We're talking there about Cheirish Shait of a Cotton. We're talking about a Cheirish that doesn't have Das. A Cheirish can't be Mechavim with Shem Mitzvah. And still, a Cheirish could do Yibum, so he can't do Chalitza. So we let him do Yibum, and Abishol doesn't argue. In Cain, we see a Yisayid that when there's no Chalitza, you can do Yibum. A Cheirish who can't do Chalitza, we're made from the Pasuk that a Cheirish can, because he needs by Chalitza to do Nikavana. So by Yibum, a Cheirish could do Yibum. We see Zakhtish Yosyakiv, a Raya, that when you can't do Chalitza, you could do Yibum, even though it's Abishol. So it's a Raya from a Cheirish. Why not? What? So it's the kasha. We see that even with kilu pegeh be'erva, if chalitza is not possible, we let them do yibum. And we teretz to the raya. Sounds like a shtaka raya. But it doesn't work. The assumption is that yibum doesn't need kavanah. Al kavanah is kinyan, maybe al das acheres, like we said the other day. She could be a gadayla. She could be normal. He's a cheresh. And I thought that she's a cheresh. So Nayi Behuda says this. He's not going on the Shvus Yaakov, but Nayi Behuda says that from cheresh it's no raya, because the cheresh is not mechavin for anything. Cheresh is a labar kavana. So he's not mechavin, not le mitzvah, but also not le noiv davar acher. He doesn't have other cheshbonos. So he says, what's the raya? You're trying to prove that when you can't do chalitza, you do yibum. Because by a cheresh, you can't do chalitza, he does yibum. Even though he's not mechavin l'shem mitzvah. Yeah. But he's not mechavin, not l'shem mitzvah, not l'shem anything. So maybe stoma, we let. But Abishol said, if you're mechavin l'shem, not l'shem davarach, it doesn't work. There's no raya from cheresh. You can't prove from cheresh to gidim, to regular kuma. Because a cheresh has no kavana, so there we let it. But who says someone is mechavan l'shem noi that we don't let it? What's the svar of Abishol? You need a positive shem mitzvah, or you need a not l'shem noi? Neidav Yehuda in this tshuva, which is in the first chelik of Neidav Yehuda, tshuva nun dalid, he brings a raya from cheresh that the psul is a lack is the kavanah l'shem noi, not a lack of kavanah mitzvah. That's what he says. That the raya is stoma. Yeah, those are mefakfik. Including Ramesh is mefakfik on this, but that's what Neidav Yehuda says. What? Sorin, if it's a din drabanan, okay, then it's good. No, the only thing is, at mitzvah you need kavana, but not at kinyan. L'chinam, at mitzvah you need kavana. Both the Chazon Ish and Ramesh has a tshuva in Eben Ezer, tshuva kufla medalit, chelak alef tshuva kufla medalit. He says he doesn't understand this Nayi Behuda. A cotton doesn't have kavana. But a cotton doesn't have taiva? Doesn't have taivas? What does it mean? A cotton is not mechavan l'shem noi. What does that mean? We say a cotton, or a cheresh rather, a cheresh doesn't have kavana. It doesn't have dine kavana. There's no din kavana. But what's the idea? What are you trying to answer cheresh? Maybe you're trying to say, cheresh doesn't have kavana l'mitzvah. He doesn't have kavana l'noi either. Echitesi. Ketanim have taiva like everybody else. We're not talking about a one-year-old. We're talking about somebody who's able to do yibum. If he's able to do yibum, hechitaisi doesn't have kavana l'shem noi. Kavana l'shem noi doesn't mean like a din kavana, you have to mechavin. It means a person does something l'shem noi. So Chazinish and Moshe both write that they don't understand the words of the Night of Yehuda. Now, what do you mean a Cheirish has no Kavan on the Shem Mitzvah and no Kavan on the Shem Nai? Why should he say it's no Kavan on the Shem Nai? The Yehuda holds it has to be a pine. The Yehuda says the Stam Kavan is Mutter. Kavan al Hashem Noi is what's awesome. But he does do it L'Shem Noi. He does it for his Taiva. He doesn't do it. But it doesn't need like a labeled Kavan. When we say as no Das, we mean a kavan has no halachic das. An halachi has no das. Does it mean a kavan doesn't think? He thinks. His level of thinking is below the level that can satisfy din, that can make halachas. But that doesn't mean he has no das. Say a little better. Saying good. That's it. I just wonder, where are we holding? The Shus Yaakov brought a raya from Cheirish. Night to night, Yehuda, the raya is off. Okay, Shus Yaakov brought a raya from Cheirish. That when you're mechavin shaloi l'shei mitzvah, you can still do yibum. If you can't do chalit, you can do yibum. Night to night, Yehuda, it's knocked off. Maybe Yehuda says, you know, he's not mechavin for anything. There's no raya to a case of a regular akuma. Because the Nishra Moshe is saying, no, Shus Yaakov's raya is a good raya. So it works out. Right? Because the Nishra Moshe is saying that raya is a good raya. Because the Cheirish is mechavin l'noi. And still, when he can't do chalitza, every Cheirish can't do chalitza, we let him do yibum. So, like Ramosh and the Chazainish, the Shus Yaakov's raya is vital good raya. The raya works out because the raya from Cheirish is a good raya because he does it l'shem nai and still we let him do yibum. And so Rav Moshe, it could be matke the raya differently. A Cheirish is potem in amitzis. A Cheirish has no iser of eshesach. He has no iser of znus. He has no iser of being boil l'shem nai. What's the whole Abishol? Abishol says, when you do l'shem nai, it's ki'ilu pagei be'erva. It's an aveira. It's ki'ilu pagei be'erva. So we can't let yibum, ki'ilu pagei be'erva. Says Rav Moshe, it's no raya from cheirish to regal akuma. By a cheirish, there's no aveira of pagei be'erva. Pagei be'erva is no aveira by a cheirish. So him, we let him do yibum, because who cares if he's mechavan l'shem noy l'shem taiva? Who cares? It's not negei aladina. It doesn't make it a kilu pagei be'erva. But by regal akuma, which is a gadol, a normal thinking gadol, just as regal as akum, and he can't do chalitza. For such a person, there kilu pagei be'erva. There we won't let him do yibum. The Shus Yaakov is right from cheirish to yibum. Okay, 1 second, good. That's so much the next step, 1 second. So this is how Rav Moshe explains Cheirish. You follow? How does Rav Moshe explain Cheirish? He says that you don't have to say it to Shus Yaakov. You can explain Cheirish. That Cheirish, his Kavon, L'Shem Erva, L'Shem Nai, doesn't matter. We don't care about it. Because there's no Kilo Begeb Erva on the Cheirish. What about the woman? She's a Gedayla. She should be Kilo Pagei Be'erva. So Ramesha says that the woman is not a party to Chalitza. I don't mean she's not a party. She's not a willing partner in Yibum. Since Yibum could be done by Karcha, the Kavana of the woman is totally irrelevant to us. We don't care about she's Kavana L'Shem Erva, L'Shem anything. Her das is irrelevant because the man has a right to be miyabeim, a woman bakarcha. So Zokra Moshe, we only care about the das of the man, and if he's a cheirish, then whatever her das is in Yibum doesn't matter.
So what about cases that
Why does Tysus mention her?
Why does
right? Because Tysus there means that when you have a chareshes and a man is being miyabim har, since this man can't do chalitza to her through her, right? He can't get chalitza. So Tysus taka doesn't mean al tavishol. Tysus doesn't have talking al kavana. He's talking that technically a man with a chareshes can. So this is the way Rav Moshe explains. Now Rav Moshe has an interesting shaila: what to do if a Ashkenazi woman falls to Yibum to a Sephardi man? An Ashkenazi woman falls to Yibum and the man's a Sephardi, and the man wants to do Yibum, and she says we only do Chalitza.
Her husband was Sephardi also.
Apparently her husband was Sephardi, yeah. So therefore what?
She's a
Sephardi. She's a Sephardi. Maybe when he's alive, and when he dies. When he dies, she goes back. No, 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 not she was always. No, 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 that's right. So Moshe has this shiloh, what to do if a woman's an Ashkenazi and he's a Sephardi? Do you do Yibum if he wants to do Yibum? She says no. So Moshe says, you see from here, from Cheresh, it will matter a Cheresh to do Yibum because he's a lab bar mitzvah, so we don't care if he's mechavel l'shem erva. The woman, her kavana doesn't count, doesn't matter. So he says the same thing. If it's a Sephardi man who's allowed to do Yibum, so her kavana, she's mechavel l'shem noy, who cares? She's not over an Avishol. Avishol's cheshmer is only on the man. You see that from a cherish with a normal woman, that the cherish does Yibum. Even like Abishol, that Mishnah we keep on saying, all the Mishnahs and the Sechta have to be Abishol. So that Mishnah of Cheresh has to stem with Abishol. And we see a Cheresh does Yibum to a regular woman. The Cheshmer is the Cheresh, we don't say is Mechama L'Shem Nai. And the Mela, the woman's included in the deal. She goes along. So this is Rav Moshe's Cheshbin, which is Matcha the Shvus Yaakov's Raya from Cheresh. Shvus Yaakov, that doesn't mean the Shvus Yaakov is wrong. It just means it's proof from Cheresh. We see from Cheresh you could do Yibum when you don't do Chalitza, even like Abishol. It's not a proof. The Cheresh is different. He's a lot bar mitzvah. And the fact the woman doesn't count, I mean, maybe let's carry on. Even if she's Mechav and Lashay Mitzvah, there's no mitzvah on her. Who cares? Yeah, but the problem is, if she's Mechav and Lashay Mitzvah, meaning for the man's mitzvah or to lahakim shem lahar, her first husband, so we let the Yibum. The problem is if she's mechavel l'shem nai, there's an iser eishas ach on both of them. So she's being over the iser eishas ach, well, in her case it's her husband's brother, right? So how's she allowed to serve us both ways? Even if she has no chiyuv, she has to, if you go to Rabbi Chanan's cheshbon, yeah. Right, she's being over alive. How's she allowed to be over alive? Must be because of Maisa Mitzvah. Unless you go through Moshe's Cheshbon that she has no choice. It's Bakar. At any rate, this is a kitzer of the half of the Shvus Yaakov. The half of the Shvus Yaakov, which talks about this Lashon, this Shiloh, Loid Abashol. Are we allowed to let Yibum in a case where it's impossible to do Chalitza? Shvus Yaakov says yes. Kamat, all the Achrayim agree with him that we allow it. Chalitza Kedemis, which means that these Achrayim are never gone. The language Ki'ilu Pagia Be'erva is a lav dafka dikaloshin. Because we wouldn't let Pagia Be'erva. The Ki'ilu Pagia Be'erva is a lav dafka dikaloshin. And that's why we're not here. He adds, it's a tziruf, it's a sniff, the sheet of the Rambam and the Rif, that you always do Yibam. A Maisa, the Arvi Shayim holds you do Yibam, not like Abishol. So he's Mitzarif. The Safi can be passed like Abishol, the Chachamim. You can be passed like Abishol, you have my Cheshbon. So he says, well, Maisa, we're going to be Matir, such a thing. Okay? This is, as I said, half of the Shvus Yaakov, the half which deals directly with Abishal. Then there's a second part. The Shev Yaakov came up with a tanya. The Shev Yaakov said, it says in our Gemara, Kala Oila Liyibum Oila L'chalitza. L'chol She'ein Oila Liyibum Ein Oila L'chalitza. Our Gemara has a klal. If you can do Yibum, you can do Chalitza. If you can't do Yibum, you can't do Chalitza. The Shev Yaakov says that the reverse is true as well. Kol She'oila L'chalitza Oila Liyibum. Kol She'ein Oila L'chalitza Ein Oila Liyibum. And he brings a raya. He says it's a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, Perek Beis Halacha Dalet, says the following. Listen carefully to the case. We're going to come back to it. A melech does not do chalitza. Why? Why doesn't a melech do chalitza? It's called a bezayim. Rashi, I think, says because the woman spits at him. Part of the chalitza is that the woman spits at the man, and that's a bezayin for a melech. So a melech doesn't do chalitza. The Rambam says that the melech is a necholet v'ena miyavim. You're remembering, we mentioned Rabbi Yehuda who holds you do. Last time we spoke about it, we said melech chalitza. Rabbi Yehuda, there's a tan who holds we do in the Mishnah. And the Rabbanon, the Rambam passes like the Rabbanon that a melech does not do chalitza. The Rambam, when he says the melech doesn't do chalitza, says he's ene chaylitz v'ene miyabe. Ene chaylitz v'ene miyabe. The Rambam holds, kol she'ena lo chalitza, ene l'yibu. So the melech is not miyabe. So we see the rule goes two ways, a two-way street. The Gemara's lashon is always, kol she'ena l'yibu, ene l'chalitza. But it's emes fakert also. Places on the dollar holds that way as well, and therefore, what? Oh, so he says. I'll tell you in a second. So he says that in the case of a regal akuma, it's ein oila lechalitza. He says therefore it's ein oila leyibum either, and she's mutar l'shuk. She's mutter, she's not an aguna at all. She's mutter l'shuk. She doesn't have, she can't do chalitza because there's only one brother and he has a regular akum. So, it's ain't ala chalitza, it's ain't ala yibum, ain't ala yibum. Maybe she's mutter l'shuk. So therefore, listen to what the Shev Yaakov is timing. Listen to his timing. He's saying, not only like Abishol you can't do yibum, even like the Chachamim, you can't do Yibum. Even the Chachamim all Yibum Kaidemes, that's on a person that you could do Chalitza, you could do Yibum. Yibum is Kaidem. But here you have a woman, not only she can't do Chalitza to this man, because she's a regalakum, not only Chalitza, but Kol Yenu Chalitza on Yibum, you can't do even like the Chachamim. You can't do Yibum, you can't do Chalitza, she's Mutar L'shuk. So now, she's really in trouble. Normally, you want to be Yaitzah Kol Hashitas. You know, he argues, all right. Normally, you say, at least b'di'evet, if you do Yibum v'shem's nus, all right, and you give her a get, she's mutter. But the Shev Yaakov says, you can't do anything. She's a regular pnuya. She's mutter l'shuk. You're a regular amana. There's no mitzvah, since you can't do chalitza, you can't do Yibum. I wanted to bring up, I forgot to bring up the Rambam, the Lashon HaRambam. The Lashon HaRambam is that since there's no Chalitza, there's no Yibum. I had a mind to bring it up, I forgot. The Gemaras don't have Hilchas Malachim in the back. What?
I touched the Gemara.
We have to see. But now, so this is the taina of the Shev Yaakov. Okay? You follow the taina? I think not a hard taina. If you accept this psak, that kol she'ena chalitza ein yibum, then he has a taina. So we have to look at Tosis Amem Dalet. The Shev Yaakov argues, what about Tosis Amem Dalet? So take a look at Tosis Amem Dalet Amar Aleph, Tibra Amashul Kol, Hope you had a chance to look at it already this morning. But look at Taisus. And Pshat in Taisus, I guess, is Yaakov and the Shev Yaakov, a tiny argument, going to argue what's the Pshat in this Taisus. Taisus asks, Kosha ein oil yibum, ein oil chalitza from Taima, for Taisus Akasha, Vaharei, Cheresh vechareshe, stein oil chalitza oil yibum. Taisus memdalin, Yiramas Lukol, Hare Cheresh vechareshe, the ein oil chalitza, v'oil yibum kedama per Cheresh. So Taisus Akasha, nothing to do with Abba Shaul and the Chacham. Okay, Taisus is asking, let everybody. Taisus holds Kol Shein Ola Chalitza Ola Liyibum. So Taisus says, how can a Cheresh do? He says, not Ola Chalitza, how can a Cheresh do Yibum? Yeshloimer. Here's the tricky thing, Taich the Teretz. Yeshloimer, the Hossam B'nei Chalitza Nino. Cheresh is a Ben Chalitza. Ella, the Pumayu Hu, the Koivlo Hu, just their mouth hurts them. Pumayuhu dekavlu. You should remember that lashon. It's a lashon that poskim use all over the place for similar cases. It became an expression from Taisus. It became an expression, two expressions: Aryuhu derivialu or Pumayuhu dekavlu. It's a similar lashon. What does it mean? A cheresh could do evil. Just he can't talk. What's the difference between saying he can't do evil, or he could do evil, just he can't talk, and therefore he can't do evil? What? Same thing, no? What? Like the? Stam? It's a Tam study. That's what it sounds like from Taisus. Sounds as Taisus similar to the Rashba. We haven't getting it yet, that a Tam study is different.
Sorry that he can't talk, sorry that he doesn't have to
laugh. The Cheresh, the Chesaron is that he can't talk, because remember that Yibum without Kavana. Chalitz, no, you're right, Chalitz in his Kavana. Pumayuhu dekoev lohu. So he's going on Kavana, what does Taisus mean? Since his mouth hurts, therefore he can become intelligent? So Taisus. What? You have to speak. So Taisus is saying the Chesaron is speaking and not Das? What does it say? The Korah. Beis Chalutz, what is it? Beis Chalutz Anal, Makaru. What? Talking. Maybe Taisus means even a Shemeh Vein Medaber who has Das.
So then the whole only problem is in Chalitz, he can't do it, he can't talk.
Let's look on Kofi Yudeis. Does it shtim that. It's not like we were saying all along. Cheresh Anasa Pikachas. The Gemara says, Maishla de Shaita. Gemara is for Shaita. Gemara seems to say it's over some shame like that.
Yes,
but that means they're B'nai Chalitza. We want them to be B'nai Chalitza so that they should be B'nai Yibum. Is that what Taisus is saying when he says Pumu the Kaimu? What? The Gemara says both reasons. So what, how is Taisus Teretz a Teretz then? Pumayu du Kavlahu, but it's not just Pumayu, it's also he has no Das. Bothers me more is why this kasha didn't bother me.
That's the way of expressing the Das.
So Pumayu Taisus means Das as well, both?
He has no idea if he has Das or not. Pumayu du Kavlahu.
He has no Das because he can't speak, so he can't come to Das.
Then you can't call him
Cotton.
Could be anything that is not by heresy, not by Christian, not by Christian.
And the cotton, can we say, is a ben chalitza, just his missing das. Your missing das is too basic. I'm talking not sure how Tysus is dealing with that no das aspect. What? What helps? By Nagabeim helps for Das. I mean, Tosis Teretz there. That I'm the Nagabeim helps for Das. So Tosis here means that since I'm Nagabeim would be good, helps Das. But Puma de Kavla, who is the problem? Okay, that's good. Okay. Let's get back to Tosis. Okay, the question notwithstanding. Get back to Tosis. The Shus Yaakov says, what does it say here in Tosis? It says that a cheirish is called a bar chalitza, just pumahu dekavlo. Just sounds like Siba Sadadi. Sounds like he has a zaitika problem. Imkain, someone who has a regal akum, let's say the same thing. Regal akum is a ben chalitza. Rak, ragloi hu dekavloi. He has a problem with his foot. Why not say that? So Zakti Shus Yaakov, the Shav Yaakov's taina, was that this is Einar L'chalitza Einar L'ibum. It's not a taina. When do we say Kol She'Einar L'chalitza Einar L'ibum? When it's a Yevamistika reason. But when it's a Sibet Stadi, then I'm not going to say Kol She'Einar L'chalitza Einar L'ibum. What about you can't speak. He's physically not fit to speak. He's missing a foot. He's missing a voice box. Is that also still in the Mitzvahs? To me, Regal Akuma and Cheirish, in the sort of Cheirish, you take away the no das problem, which Tyson is not addressing for whatever reason. Tyson is addressing the problem that he can't speak. And he has to be able to say, so they say, I don't want to be miabim, that's what the pasuk says he has to say. So if that's the case, what's the difference if he's missing a voice? He's missing the physical kalim for a voice, or he's missing the physical kalim for the shuv? My nafkamina. They're both a physical something missing. You could ask, what about a king? Kivager asks in this Pirush in the Mishnayos and Sanhedrin Perek Beis, Oy Zion. Kivager does ask, if Psul Tzadi doesn't matter, why can't a king do Chalitza? A king can't go to Chalitza because it's a bezayin to the Melech. It's not a Sibut study. It's also a Sibut study. So, you're going to make a machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam? What are you going to do here? What would be? Right. Maybe I don't know. Alright, so Rav Moshe explains that the Pshat in Tosfos, by Shus Yaakov, the Pshat in Tosfos is, if it's a halacha dicker reason you can't do it, a melech, it's a halacha he can't do it. Melech can't say, okay, I'm eichel my bezayinus. Doesn't help. Melech shem achal kvaydeh, not kvaydeh mach. A melech, it's a halacha dicker reason he can't do chalitza. So we say, en el chalitza, en el liyivim. A person who has a regular akum, or as a cheirish, it's not a halachitic reason, it's a mitziyistic reason he can't do it. But mitziyis, he's not able to do what's required of him in the Maisa Chalitza. A mitziyistic reason, that's Pumayuhu de Koevlu. And a mitziyistic reason, different than a halachitic reason. Halachic reason we say kol shein aliyibam ein al chalitza, kol shein chalitza aliyibam. Metziyistic reason, so that Taisus is saying put my Yehuda kavlo. We find such a thing in Hilchas Tefillin. There's a Magen Avram in Hilchas Tefillin. I think it's Siman Lamed Tes of Cotton Hay. A person who Layalenu is missing a left arm. He doesn't have a left arm. Obviously, he's a righty. He can't put on tefillin. I don't know, people have this mistaken idea if a person loses his left arm, he puts tefillin on the right arm. There's no such thing. A person who Layalenu doesn't have a left arm doesn't put on tefillin. Period. He puts on shal right, he doesn't put on shal yet. There's a halacha. Vidash uksharteb uksavteb. Mishu hu bar kshira hu bar ksiva. Someone who puts on tefillin could write tefillin. A woman who's not a bar kshira is not a bar ksiva. She writes tefillin, they're possible. In order to be able to write tefillin, a person has to be a bar kshira to be a bar ksiva. A cotton writes tefillin, it's possible. He writes neat parshas. And even some of you get around to the Shema problem. But it's possible because it's not a Bakshira, because she ain't a Bakshira, ain't a Bakshiva. Well, Gnavron declares, what about this person? He's missing a left arm. He's a righty. He can write parshas with his right hand. Is he allowed to write tefillin? Or should we say, because she ain't a Bakshira, ain't a Bakshiva? Zokta Magen Avram. He says a person who only has a right hand, the right arm, is a bar tefillin, a bar kshira, ela pamayahu dekoyev lahu. He uses that lashon. He doesn't say parentheses, ayin taisis yavamis nandalin. He assumes that you know what he's talking about. He says a person who doesn't have a left arm, he's a bar tefillin, he's mechuyev in tefillin. Pamayahu dekoyev lahu. He has a physical problem, he can't do it. Shtims very well. We're learning taisis. That when it's a mitzias that stops you, you're not a ois bar whatever, bar chalitza, bar tefillin, bar anything. You're not ois bar. So zok to Shvus Yaakov. This is my terrace to the Shev Yaakov's taina. The Shev Yaakov's taina is that this person who has a regalokum is not a bar chalitza. So mele kol shein a bar chalitza and a bar yibum. Zok there, no, he is a bar chalitza. There's a problem. His foot is twisted, he can't do it. But be'etzem, he's a bar chalitza. The Shev Yaakov learned Taisvis differently. And I have to tell you, Shev Yaakov says two things. He says it's a Shvera Taisvis. I'll explain to you why soon. He says, B'chlah, it's a Shvera Taisvis. To learn Taisvis this way is very Shvera. Memela, he learns a totally different pshat in Taisvis. Shev Yaakov learns Pshat and Taisvis, and don't start asking me how he fits it into the Lashon, I don't know. And I didn't even see the Shev Yaakov, I only see the way it's brought in the Shvus Yaakov. He quotes the Shev Yaakov. Shev Yaakov learned that Taisvis means that it's not Ma'akiv if you can't speak. It's only Lechatchila. This idea that the man and woman have to be able to speak. What does the man say? Loyova. What's the Lashon? What? Loyova Yabni is what the woman says. What says Loyova Yabni? And the man says, Chumish. Expect me to Chumish. Loychafasti Lakat. The man has to say Loychafasti Lakat. The woman has to say Loyova Yabni. So that's why Chersha Chersha is. Zaktish Vasyakov is not really Ma'akiv. If you do a ma'isa chalitza, you forget to say, it's not ma'akiv. See, even though l'chatchila, we don't let a cheresh do chalitza, he's missing a part. But to call him a lav bar chalitza, we can't call him a lav bar chalitza. Since it's chalitza, but the eved would be good, without the lecha fasti l'kachta, since his chalitza betzer would be good. Mela. That's called a bar chalitza. Now we don't let him do it because we don't want to do b'di'evet. I'd rather do a yibum, which is lachatchila, than b'di'evet. But he's called a bar chalitza. So that's Tosis. Tosis says bar chalitza. Pumayuhu dekavlu. He teaches means that his mouth hurts him, he can't do it the right way. Therefore, but he's still, he's a bar chalitza, he could do it. So memela there, we say kosher, we don't say kosher al chalitza al yibum, we let him do yibum because b'di'evan he can do chalitza. But says the Shev Yaakov, somebody who has a bent regel, even b'di'evan it's no good. Somebody has a regel lakum, it's not even good b'di'evan. Since there's not even good b'di'evan, so memela we're going to say kosher al yibum al chalitza al yibum. So therefore, it turns out they're arguing in the Pshat and Taisvis. The Shus Yaakov learns Pshat and Taisvis that it's a Tam study or it's a Metziastic reason, call it. It's not the Rashba. The Rashba held, it wasn't talking about Metzias and Din. Taisvis is saying that if it's a Metziastic Achsarim, it's not, we don't say Koshen Alfa is only evil. And Memela, the Shus Yaakov holds that this is called Oilul Chalitza. Because the regular lokum is a bar chalitza, b'meila. This is how the machlekes plays itself out b'negeya our taisus. So we have here two major machlekesim that come in the same shaila. Machlekes, the first machlekes, how to learn abishol in the case we can't do chalitza, and more importantly, how to learn the klal of kol she'ena l'chalitza ena elu v'yid. What? If it's right, then it's okay. So I can't answer. It's a Shev Yaakov. The Shev Yaakov does have one very imaginative taina on Taisvis. It's a gaonis. And listen to his taina. There's a Gemara in the Darim. If a person makes a shvua, he's not going to eat anything. He's not going to eat. Makes a shvua, he's not eating. Is he allowed to eat dirt? Something that's not roi l'achila. He made a shvua, he's not going to eat anything. Is he allowed to eat something that's not roi to eat? Broccoli? Is he allowed to eat afar? So it says in the Gemara he's allowed to. But Davashen Roy Lachila, that's not included in his name, eh? Is he allowed to eat Nevelis and Trefis? Now he can't eat Nevelis and Trefis because of the Issa Nevelis and Trefis. But after Din Neder, is he allowed to eat Nevelis and Trefis? The Gemara says no. The Gemara says that he can't eat Nevelis and Trefis either, even after Din Neder. The Shvus Yaakov, Shev Yaakov Tain is, what do we see? Is something called Einoi Roi more if it's Einoi Roi b'mitzias or if it's Einoi Roi b'halacha? What makes something more Einoi Roi? A mitzias of Einoi Roi or a halacha of Einoi Roi? L'chayr, we see from this Gemara that something that's Einoi Roi b'mitzias, it's nevela, is still called eating. It's still called achila. So that's einoi roi b'mitzias because it's dirt. That is called einoi roi. We see einoi roi b'mitzias is more than einoi roi b'halacha. Says that's the opposite of this Tosfos. This Tosfos says what's called einoi roi l'chalitza. Somebody of halacha says he can't do chalitza. Einoi roi l'chalitza only. If b'mitzias he's einoi roi, Tosfos says no, that's not called einoi roi. That's called Rai. It's really Rai for Chalitza. It says in that Gemara we see the reverse of Taisus. We see that Einoi Rai b'mitzias is Zichar Einoi Rai. So if it's Einoi Rai here, it should Zichar be called Einoi Rai. Good Kasha. It's certainly a Gaidistic comparison, huh? What's the answer? How would you answer the comparison from the Dharam to here?
In the Dharam, what he's having in mind.
Exactly what the Shus Yaakov answers. The Shus Yaakov says, why are you comparing the Dharm? The Dharm is Tali Balasham Adam. A person makes an Adam, I'm not going to eat anything. Is he thinking of dirt? Nothing of dirt. He's thinking of food. Is Nevela food? Maybe a Lamdin would say Nevela is not food. But the average person, the Bela is also food, just a tosser to eat it. So he says you can't compare in the Darim Vishmuis to Kol Terakuma. The Darim Vishmuis is Tali in Lashon B'nei Adam, what people mean. You can't compare it to here. That's his time. At any rate, what comes out at the end of the day is that the Shev Yaakov holds shtak in his shita. I don't know anybody that passes like the Shev Yaakov. As far as I know, the Shvus Yaakov at the end, the tshuva that I saw is in Chela Gimel. The Shvus Yaakov is all in one volume. So if you're looking for a third volume, you're not going to find it. All three Chalakim of Shvus Yaakov are printed in one volume. It's printed like Sfarim used to be printed, like, you know, a lot of words on one page, not like they print today all the Sfarim where they spread everything out. And in Chela Gimel, tshuva Kuf Lamed Hey, is the tshuva where just about everything I discussed to you today from the Shvus Yaakov was found. And it's interesting tshuva b'chlal. He writes at the end of the tshuva that when the Shev Yaakov disagreed with him, he doesn't call him by his name. He says, Hachoylek. He says, after you disagree with him, he asked other Gedolim will mask him, and therefore he went ahead with it. The Pesachei Tshuva adds, I remember some Sefer, maybe he mentions a few more names, that are masking to the Shvus Yaakov. Therefore, the Yikah certainly is like, is very much like the Shvus Yaakov. Now, we did leave out a little bit. I just don't want to get bogged down in one sugya. The Ramah, Kuf Samech Sif Gimel, does say that if a couple comes in front of us and they want to do Yibum, and they say they're doing it L'Shem Mitzvah and they want to do it, that we allow them to do it. In other words, even though we pass like Abba Shaul, but Ein Kaifin, we don't force. If they insist on doing it, we don't help them. We let them do it. Ein Kaifin. So Gemara Lama Testament Bay says, Omar Rav, Ein Kaifin. Rashi learns, Omar Rav, Ein Kaifin, that it means this, that even like Abba Shaul, who says that you don't do Yibum, Ein Kaifin, we don't force. If they insist, we let them do it. Taisus there argues. He says Rav is going like the Chachamim. Like the Chachamim say Yibum, Ein Kaifin. If they don't want to do Yibum, we don't force them to do Yibum. Very strange Taisus. Omar Rav Ein Kaifin. What's strange about it? Taisus, Omar Rav Ein Kaifin, like the Chachamim, who say you have to do Yibum, if they don't want, we don't force them. The problem is that it's a pasuk. Pasuk says, if he doesn't want, he does chalitza. So the Karen Ayri asked that on Taisus there. How can you teach Amarav and Kaifa? We don't force Yibum, it's a pasuk. Pasuk says, so you do chalitza. But Rashi learns, and that's the way the Ramah brings, like Rashi, and Kaifa is going to have a show. That we don't force. We don't force. That also sounds like the Shvus Yaakov. We don't force. If it's mamish pegeh be'erva, we should force. We're going to trust them. They're b'chavel l'shem mitzvah. If it's not mamish pegeh be'erva, okay. If they want to do it, we let them do it. The Shtukah Mashmois and Rashi, like the Shvus Yaakov, that kilu pegeh be'erva is not a dafka dikaloshin. You should know in Shas, there are many l'shaynis that are lav dafka. There's a Gemara that says that tzitzis is kenega kol tarakuma. Tzitzis is the chavah to all the mitzvahs. Gemara says tefillin is the same as all the mitzvahs. There are 8 gemaras. I think Lashon Hara says it's kenega kol all the mitzvahs. Talmud Torah, kenega kulam. Now it can't all be literal. If tefillin is kenega everything else, and tzitzis is on the other side of the scale, and tzitzis is kenega everything else, it just can't be. Bit of a problem. Rav Volbi has a sefer, Mitzvah Sashkulais. It's a Goynistika sefer, B'derech HaMachshava. He has an all the 8 Mitzvah Sashkulais, he explains exactly what it means. He says, again, I just want to show you that the Lashon of the Gemara is meduyik, but it's meduyik in a certain oifen. The Lashon, Ki'ilu Pegeh Be'erva, doesn't have to mean that it's mamish, has in halacha, chashimus of Pegeh Be'erva. Now, the way Rav Chanan explains it, it's literal. It's Ki'ilu Pegeh Be'erva. But the way the Shvus Yaakov explains it, he says those words, Kilu Bekev Erev is Lam Dafka. It's a Dava Chama. So I'll call upon him. Hopefully we have straight Abba Shaul. Shvus Yaakov, tomorrow we're going to get into Lamutei Mai. it's a little tricky. You have to learn the next Gemara. The Gemara is cutting to be Ma'ayit, Sarasaita, Saras Mema'enes. In the case of Mema'enes, it's a little tricky. In Yeshiva, usually the minig is that when you learn the top of Gimel Amid Beis, you already learn all the Mefarshim and Daf Yud Aleph that talk about some of these cases. That's if you have no hope of ever getting to Daf Yud Aleph, you have to speak out everything here. So Abishol, I'm not going to get to Lama Testament Beis, so we spoke out everything here. But Yud Aleph we will get to. Nevertheless, you can't teach the Gemara unless you take the time, you turn to the Sugya of Tzaras Saita and learn it. Gemara is Mimutei de Rav. Who's Rav? You have to look up Tzaras Saita and learn Tzaras Saita. Learn Mimanes, you have to learn all the cases. And Yisrael Hashem, we hope to get to that.